But I can't tell you because it apparently just exists someplace under my surface. I don't know why. I don't know how. What I do know is that the odds were probably against my ever having this exposure. And in a sort of a semi-accidental way, it began. There also was, remember, we're talking about, in the 30s, when there was a hell of a lot of swing music to be heard on the radio. I was 10, 12 years old or something, when that was happening, so that I did have maybe a subliminal exposure to it. But in that sense, my timing was pretty damn good. I was there when you almost couldn't avoid it on the radio. As I say, I sucked myself into an evil nightclub way of life without really meaning to. But I just don't know how. Well, again, obviously I was not the only person who had these exposures. There was some kind of a chemistry waiting to happen, trying to happen. The exposure of me to this music, despite how hard I fought to avoid it, how many pianos I may have rejected, there was a combination created, and it led to my having this really, heavy interest